Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
We should get Thursday made for fussing. Done.
Thursday made for fussing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Well, let's Thursday's made for fussing.
Let's shape it up right now when it gets to it.
By the way, I couldn't make it clap. It was like a...
Damn it.
It sounded like rustling paper in the wind. It really did.
Paper. Thursday morning.
All right, for fussing. All right.
Bitch at your neighbor.
Sing along if you know the words. We don't. Thursdays are good for fussing.
So good.
Have you seen the...
We have harmony like we're bone thugs.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, man, I can't. I don't know if I got it, but there's this bird. This lady posted a video. It was going viral. Her bird will not stop whistling Earth, Wind, and Fire September over and over.
That's hilarious.
Will not stop.
How did he learn that? That's so random.
Well, that's the thing. Like, and for the story, she had it on in the background. I don't know if she kept doing that. And like, my son will tell me his cat wants to watch bird videos on YouTube. It's the only thing that keep him like calm. So I wonder if she had it in the background once and the bird heard it and just won't stop.
Did the cat try to attack the screen?
Well, he'll look at it, yeah, like it enthralls him, but it'll stop him from bouncing around and like running back and forth.
Is he a kitten?
No, he's probably a couple years old at this point. Huh. So he's a big cat, but like that just distracts him.
Should name him Galarraga.
What a name.
The cat.
Like he just watches hours of birds on loop.
I enjoy watching, well, obviously they would be indoor animals, but when they sit there and just set up on a windowsill. You remember the show 227? You remember the old lady that would be sitting up in the windowsill? Hey, Mary.
The grandma. He's still hitting like a bitch.
She's like an old basset hound laying there in the window. But when I used to be friends with these two dogs. And I did.
Nice.
I was friends. I think I'm still friends with them.
All right.
Yeah. Their nice. Mom's not friends with me anymore. But so I love to watch those dogs look out the window, and it was like
dream.
They were watching TV.
Just dream.
It was like they had a huge TV screen right there, and they were just watching it. And it was the most boring channel ever. It was like MeTV.
There's a dog channel that I put on for my animals that have there's. Like this kind of music that keeps playing in loop.
Dog music?
No, it's just a very calming kind of sound.
Yeah, yeah. Like that channels like that won't mess with their eyes or something mm-hmm. about the TV this role. That's why they can watch it.
When you're watching, you have YouTube TV, Fat Boy?
Oh, yeah.
Paid you?
No.
You okay. Do you ever put yourself through the pain of watching a commercial, or do you fast forward to that Zen moment? Or you just hear
it always. Always the zen.
Skip.
Enjoy the zen.
Enjoy the zen for a moment.
It's like a waterfall or some bird pissing in the woods.
We'll be back to sell you something in a minute. But right now, enjoy this nice creek.
Yep.
Oh, you have to go to the bathroom? I'm sorry.
I wonder if I can play this, but I make sure nobody's cussing in it. So this is the bird right here. She's got him.
Oh, wow.
Look. That's so cute. He's in the mirror doing it. He will not stop.
He's a happy bird.
He's doing his head, too.
It's over and over and over.
He's,
like,
he's grooving.
Now, I knew somebody that had a bird when they were in college, and that bird learned a lot of words, and he could not rehome the bird because it was so filthy.
Really?
The stuff that it heard in the frat house.
Oh, he picked up.
Because that's where he lived.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
That's
And these birds live a long time.
That's really strange.
He just...
No, he didn't want the bird anymore?
Well, no, because he was, I don't know what happened. If he got tired of the bird or just didn't want it, but like he could not, he ended up having to keep it because he couldn't rehome it.
Yeah.
Because people were like, this bird is filthy.
You can't have somebody yelling
at everybody you already heard about the bird and like the words that he said?
Yeah, I don't know how you
that was like a number, like think about that for a minute. I don't like using that particular word, but the progression of music, and therefore there's a little bit of a lull, but just some of the silliest song. This song, I love it too. You know why I love this song? Family Guy.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
He gave it a second life.
It did. It was like, this is a hit song.
Well, stop it.
Nothing song.
That would be an awful animal to get, right? A bird, just because of reasons like that. Please stop it. Please stop whistling Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah.
Well, they get up very early.
Plus, you got to let them fly around the house, right? You can't keep them in the cage.
Unless you have a cat.
Well, he's going to doo-doo, like, in places you can't get to.
What, the bird?
Oh, yeah.
Up on a shelf or something?
Top of the fridge, top of the shelf.
It's Christmas. Let's take the Bible down off the... Ah, man, what's all over it? We got a bird in here. Stop. Yeah, everybody's heard.
Dude, I've heard of people that have snakes, tarantulas, that they will let loose in the house.
I know.
Just to roam wherever.
One of the crazy... I'd already moved out of my parents' house at this point, but this one, my dad was sick, and... Hold on, let it go. Like this was on the radio. This is when we found drugs in America.
I believe so.
Ooh, my, my. Ooh, my, my, my.
Oh, my God.
My, my, my.
Who needs drugs with this song?
God, this is good. What was this, 50s?
I have to be.
Twist and Shout era?
This is when, like, right before, I think, like, LSD and all that.
He sounds like Rain Man. Like, he sounds like Raymond.
Is the like, Trash Man, right?
Yeah. Did he have a condition?
Can you imagine trying to twist to this song?
Like, too fast.
He sounds like an auctioneer from Grundy County. I get a 5, get a 5, get a 45.
She got ruby red nips, blonde hair, blue eyes.
It's ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Paige, you got ruby red nips, blonde hair.
What?
Green eyes. Ruby red nips, blonde hair, green eyes.
Yeah.
Okay.
The surfing bird.
Well, that was the only hit, right? By the Trash Man?
I don't remember the Trash Man doing much other. 1963 for the Surfing Bird.
Oh, so they're like, play it at a show. Like, we cannot play Surfing Bird every night. The lead singer will pass out.
Their classification in music genre is surf music, proto punk, and children's music. Is this like from one of those.
Proto punk.
I don't know what proto-punk is, but like when it says children's music, I bet it's because it was in a movie, like a cartoon or something. One of those, you know.
It sounds silly.
What's this? We're a surf rock band from Minneapolis.
What?
You surf in Minneapolis, I guess?
God, that's like people live here in Greenville with their Salt Life stickers. This is what we should use for like wrap-up music instead of that boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
Then you'd be dealing with a different set of issues. You'd stop what you're saying and just go,
Hey, did you just add Trash Men as a spice rack?
Did you spike Surfing Bird?
Yeah, this is
Oh, there is a video. I got to see it because he's probably losing his mind in the video.
Holy moly. Dude, I did not know this. Surfing Bird is a combination of two R&B hits. There's a song called The Bird's the Word and also a song called Papa Mau Mau. Oh, I thought that was Elvira. Giddy up, Papa Mau Mau.
I got to find that song. Dude, he's doing the rooster. He might have done it before Mick, unless Mick was doing it at the same time.
Oh, the little... He's motorboating the bassist right there.
The best part.
Paige played bass for the... and Mama sang tenor. Paige played bass for the Trash Men.
I did.
No, God, this guy's like Bobby McFerrin on meth. God, look at him.
Okay, so it is.
He's walking around like a bird.
I mean, he's fast. Like, that's some hardcore drugs. There's no way that's done without the use of.
You don't have that much. Even if you got energy, man. Like
just imagine being at the concert. That would tire me out just being there. Like,
this guy's like the Bob Backlund of
wow,
60s pop music. What was the other song you said? What if I got that one?
Papa Mau Mau by the Rivingtons.
Oh, yeah, I remember that song.
Really?
Boy, I don't. I didn't know this was... of course, it's just like... remember Just a Gigolo? That took two songs. It took I Ain't Got Nobody and Just a Gigolo and put it into one song.
Got
nobody. Because that was originally done by...
okay, let's see if we can...
Some Cuban singer. I'm not even kidding. It wasn't Desi Arnaz either. Wow.
Oh, I like this.
See, this is without drugs. This is just drinking Coca-Cola and eating hamburgers.
Were they a Motown group, I wonder? The Rivingtons.
Oh, R&B in the 60s would have had to have been. Wow.
I like that one better.
God, I wasn't a trash man. Wow. God, they totally ripped him off.
Oh, that's racist.
Well, I mean...
So they did back then.
Oh, everything was black and white back then.
Everybody ripped off Chuck Berry.
Yeah.
Well, this is good, too.
I like this one better. It's got soul.
It doesn't, like, stress you out quite as much. Like, okay, good. I don't want to have to motorboat halfway through this song. Look at that. So let's see what... I want to see what year that came out.
Boy, got a little Richard in him, it sounds like.
Ooh. Oh, not like that. I see what you're saying.
And the chorus kicks in.
Oh, my God.
I like that better.
Oh, this is really good.
Wow. Okay. So what year did I say the other one came out?
What says a
Trash Man song?
63. Because it says here the Trash Man revived it in 63.
Okay.
Surfing Bird.
This song, God, they totally ripped him off, dude. Because Papa Mau Mau, this song, was originally put out in 1962, the year before the other one came out.
They were not a Motown group.
Wow.
Yeah. Formed in Los Angeles.
Good morning. You just tuned in to Behind the Music.
Warner Brothers Records.
Blown away with Batman.
Google also says that Papa Mau Mau doesn't have a literal meaning. It's just a nonsensical phrase.
Plus, wasn't that great Kali's first gimmick? Papa Mau Mau?
Papa Mau Mau. No, you're thinking of Papa Shango, and that was Godfather.
That was Kama first.
A.K.A. the Goodfather. What do we decide on this thing here? Paige's computer screwed. I mean, not Paige's computer, but...
Do you want to do it like that and see how it turns out?
No.
It's kind of funny.
To you.
If you ever seen GoldenEye, you remember the part at the end where James Bond turns and points at you? That's what her camera looks like.
Half of it's cut off.
You hate me. You hate me. You did it.
Go back to Circuit City and buy the other half of the webcam.
No.
What she said, I got a fill-in laptop, like a replacement while I work on hers, and it looks like an 18-wheeler ran over it.
How about I just reference Circuit City and no one even noticed?
Well, no.
I didn't even notice.
I got the downgrade when I was supposed to get an upgrade. Joke's on you.
You got hosed. whatever you guys want to do as far as that goes.
Well, she doesn't want to do it, though. She wants to disappoint everyone.
I mean, if you want to see the black blob of that's over my face, let's do it. I'm not...
The black blob.
Sir, get out of here and let Paige do her job.
No, it's like a shadow. The other side's like a shadow. It's terrible.
It's a character.
Technology is our friend today.
What do they tell us?
It's never been our friend.
What did Rumsfeld say? You go to war with the tools you have.
Right.
The weapons you have.
Yeah. Melt down all the bells.
That's what we got.
I mean, I don't want to not do it just because there's not.
Oh, no. I can do it. I'm entering back into it. I'm trying to mess with the chords.
Your vocal cords or?
Oh, God. Now it's worse.
Isn't it pronounced chords? I mean, it reads as chords.
I mean, it should be. Nobody says I have to do my chords.
All right. So when we return, we invite you to go to YouTube at The Rise Guys. You'll be able to watch the live stream.
Look how good this is.
It might be a scream. Who knows? and then if you miss it, it'll be on our social media, I believe, this afternoon around 3 o'clock. So when we return, an all-new, brand-new, possibly. That's part of the fun and the intrigue. Will they actually be here when we come back? Who knows? Let's find out together. Good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now you can like or not, it really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments that many of these were screenshot and sent in by you, the P1s, anonymously, of course, to the riseguys at AOL.com. And I'll remind you that names have and will be changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing. And we out here for it. 100.
We are out here, boys. We don't have any echoes, right? Let's do a little quick check.
Quick check on the echoes.
Check the comments.
Go to the comments in the chat.
Oh, what's up, Looper? Coach Johnson? Avalanche fan?
By the way, let's point out real quick, I am now part of the engineering department here at Odyssey.
I think you are. Yeah.
I picked Paige's.
Yes.
You know what I diagnosed? There was some lint over her webcam.
Thank you.
That I literally took. Pat was like, when you went down there to find engineers, he's like, is there something covering up the webcam? And I just took my finger and rubbed it across there, and there was a piece of black lint on it. It looked like the fake leather on her headphones.
Oh, it's probably from yesterday.
Yeah.
Black old lint. Because I said, does it have like a shutter on it that's halfway closed or what?
Shut up.
I look all washed out.
All right, we got no echoes, according to everybody. So either they're messing with us and they're liars, or they're telling the truth.
Well.
And I'll believe the latter.
Okay. Don't walk under it.
Oh, Lord.
It's bad luck.
Especially if you're a black cat.
Right. Yeah. So watch out.
No, it's
makers of fireworks.
That's what it is. Don't go to black cat and walk under a ladder.
Right. It's when you're buying fireworks.
It's past those days. It's not July anymore. You can't.
Was it just specific to a certain time?
In the South? Are you kidding me? I mean, we do it on Christmas Eve.
Oh, no, please.
Yes, hate you, okay. Bastard woman.
Does everyone have they scripts?
Oh, yeah. Well, memorized it.
I did, too.
Oh, good for you.
Memorized the whole thing. All right. I got to say, this is going to be one of the...
I just looked down just for...
It's going to be one of the funnier ones, I think.
I'm sure.
You like my cough button?
You don't hear me, do you?
Okay, good. All right, here we go. Scene number one. Again, YouTube at The Rise Guys. You can watch it live or to be on our social media later this afternoon. All right, here we go. Scene number one. Playing the role of Flirty Sanchez. Flirty Sanchez is me, Matt Man. Playing the role of Dawn. Last name, Glicker. Dawn Glicker. Dawn Glicker is Paige. Playing the role of Bull S. Preston Esquire is Fat Boy. And playing the role of Richard Wadd is also Matt Man. And action. Flirty Sanchez posts a picture of a toolbox attached to the back of his pickup truck with the following caption. Not bad for second hand, huh? Steel tough. It goes hard like me.
Flirty Sanchez? Isn't that the same truck you've had for years?
Yes, Don Glicker. The truck is old, yeah. The toolbox, it's what's new.
Hold up. Did you just say it was second hand? Flirty Sanchez? Uh-oh, busted.
Bull S. Preston Esquire. It's new to me, man. Like, yes, I've had same truck since year 2013. The toolbox, it's what's new.
New but second hand? That don't even make sense, Flirty Sanchez. Which is it? You've been caught already.
Oh, for crying out loud. Bull S. Preston Esquire. He meant it's new to him. Quit being a bully.
Bully? Please. Don Glicker. Flirty Sanchez has been caught lying before. Like at work, remember? When he was selling used tools as new? No box, no warranty, no nothing. Busted.
Yep, that's facts right there. Flirty Sanchez is always scheming. Dude wore a Carhartt.
That's what it says.
A Carhartt jacket all winter last year and left the tag on it so he could return it to Cabela's in the spring.
Crying laughing emoji. Oh, that's right. Richard Boyd. And don't even get me started on how Flirty Sanchez sends his kids to every single trunk or treat in town. Then flips the candy on Facebook Marketplace. Whole family's a bunch of crooks.
Bull S. Preston Esquire, Richard Ward, y'all both need to chill. Seriously.
Richard Ward. It's not Richard Ward. It's not Dick Ward.
Richard Ward.
Name's Dick Ward.
Y'all both need to chill. Seriously. This is about a toolbox.
Please. Please stop ridiculing me. I'm just proud of my new job box. You know, that's what these truck toolboxes are called.
Job box? Okay, job liar. Also a nice Kubota sticker. You're such a fan. Go on Facebook Live and sing that song.
Ha ha ha. No, thank you.
You puss. Make a vid and post it here, puss.
Okay, fine. Kubota, Kubota, I love you, Kubota. Okay, there, you have it.
No, do the whole song, flirty.
Please call me a zay, ay, ay. Kubota, Kubota, I love you, Kubota. You are my favorite tool.
That sounds nice. And hey, Bull S, quit being stingy. Be nice, not cruel.
No, seriously, Bull S. Preston Esquire, please just be queef.
WTF emoji with the mouth wide open. Wait, Flirty Sanchez. You want us to be what now? Did you just say bequeath?
Oh, Lord, grow up! Bull S. Preston Esquire, he clearly meant be quiet.
Exactly, thank you, Don Glicker. That's what I meant, be quiet.
No, I kind of like this better. Flirty Sanchez, are we supposed to be queefs? Or would we be queeves? You know, like leaf and leaves and queef and queeves?
Rolling on the floor emoji. Bro, Richard Boyd just invented Queeves. Someone make that a band name right now.
No, I spell it with W, okay? Q-W-E-E-F. Queef.
Buddy, Flirty Sanchez, I'm pretty sure it's spelled with a U, not with a W.
Well, either way, Flirty Sanchez, you just told the internet to bequeaths. Can't walk that one back.
Don't forget, if it's plural, that's queeves. It's queeves with a Z if you cool.
Hell, I could be wrong. For the record, I spelled the seed word with a K.
Insane. Do our my favorite tour.
Spell it with a K.
Cubata. It's going Cubata. To Broadway. It really is.
Cubata. Richard going War. Somewhere. It might go a little theater.
Richard War in your pants, and everybody's
oh,
coming
gosh.
To fight.
It's hard to roll with your fingers instead of with a mouse.
Oh, yo, blame it on the fingers.
No, I'm just back to...
Fingers do the
walk. Technology is not my friend today.
How many do you start with? Is the one? Or?
I use the one at a time.
Mm. You're like the kid from The Shining talking to himself. Hey, Danny. I'm going to go outside and freeze, Danny.
Red Rum.
All right. Good job, Dong Licker. That was really good. Oh, I thought that was one of the better ones.
What a name.
Lord.
All right. Are you ready for scene two?
Glicker.
Glicker.
Dawn Glicker. Yes. Oh. Her dad is Don.
Oh, I see.
Don Glicker.
Big Don?
She's Dawn.
Dawn.
Scene number two. Playing the narrator's page. Playing the role of... First name's Jack. Last name is It Anywhere. Jack It Anywhere. Fat boy. Playing the role of Brittany Grinder. Yeah. It's freaking Batman.
All right.
Playing the role of Boney Montana is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Paige Boris Beckers.
I love that one.
Is Paige. Playing the role of Mitch Butt. Is Fat Boy, as expected. And action.
Attention all Blankens Police Department. Would like to announce that we have executed a search warrant at Blank Brothers Tire and Auto. Individuals were arrested and charged. Thank you for your cooperation.
Yeah, it does not surprise me. I mean, it only took me once going in there to realize it was more than a tire business.
Jack It Everywhere, they good people, man. They raised over 2,000... I'm starting to sound like Dusty Rhodes. Hold on.
You want to roll with us?
Retake.
Jack It Everywhere, they good people, man. They raised over $2,000 for my brother when he was in need. And I'm telling you, they good people. Blankens County just wants to take everyone with a past and worry about their past instead of the problems that are present right now in this here county.
Brittany Grinder, did I say they wasn't good people? Absolutely not. Good folks have bad habits, and that's good they did that for your brother, but you apparently did not read my comment correctly. If Pickens County never does anything right for you, then move. I hate to be like this, but the heck with the excuses.
Jack It Everywhere, I didn't say you did. See, if I were saying that, you called them bad people, you'd know, LOL. It's just not as easy for him to up and move, you know what I mean? He's got kids. He's very, very involved dad. But I must say, I do agree with you on Pickens County and how they can't do anything right. Clapping emoji. Turn the sideways laughing, crying emoji. I know that you know how they are. And I know how they are, too. Everybody know. They just have it out for certain people.
Hey, Brittany Grinder, guess what? Good people... don't do they own flesh and blood the way he does his. So I don't feel bad for him one bit.
Well, hey, bitch. All I can say right now is I know he's good people. And I know there are some things that I'll always stand behind people about. I'm actually a person that can agree to disagree with others. And that's the way it is. If you don't like somebody, that's your own personal damn opinion. You are 100% entitled to feel however you feel. However, I am too. And when nobody else wanted to step up and help, guess what? He did. And you know what? I'll owe him for that forever.
Well, karma is a real crazy thing. I know that damn much.
This is a message for all y'all. No matter what y'all got going on, the damn internet ain't a place for it. And I don't want to see your name drug through none.
I'm not going to kick someone while they're down. But I will say this. I'm going to pray for him. And I'm thankful that his daughter wasn't there because she goes to work with him sometimes. And it could have been a lot worse.
Oh, my God, y'all. It was just a little bit of pot. All this over a little bit of pot. I mean, there's Pickens County for you, right? Flipping over a little bit of pot. Oh, my God.
Hey, read the charge. It clearly says here, distribution of a Schedule II controlled substance. That could be LSD, too, so you need to learn how to damn read.
You need to learn how to damn read, too, because it's narcotics, LSD, which is acid, not LSD.
Well, I know none of it is as bad as meth, okay? Other dude got busted for meth, I see here. All I want to say is when I have went there to get a tire, if he didn't have one, he would go find me one. They are good people. He plugged my tire once and said, don't worry about it. And I said, are you sure? And he said, hell yeah, I am. Hell, one time I didn't even buy anything, but I had to take a mean dump. And he even let me use his bathroom, so I didn't make a mess all over the road out front. Again, good people he is.
Well, he's been on drugs for years. He's never going to change. And I don't care how good you are at fixing cars or swapping tires.
Well, I need him to get out ASAP. Well, so do the rest of us. We all want him out. Well, I need an estimate on a brake job, so I need him out like yesterday.
Insane. You see the text line. So many people have apparently seen that last one. Oh, wow. I've seen this one. Oh, wow. Like, did that one have like a zillion comments or likes on it? Damn.
And I didn't put the one part in where the chick's like, my car's out there and I got to pick it up. And I'm like, well, I guess there's no law against stealing your own car, right? Go get it.
No.
I mean, it's yours.
I ended up taking that Range Rover that was sitting out there.
That's right. I was like, hey.
Oh, okay.
They said they were going to come back and get it, and I gave them a week.
Yeah.
A lot of charges on that one.
It's a free-for-all now, I guess.
Paige, folks are saying excellent job on Dong Liquor. I thought that was really good.
God, man. What a... You can't describe the feeling.
So what is the you know, well, first off, I've never talked about queef in plural form, so it could be queefs. I mean...
Queefs?
What were they bringing in? Sheaves or queefs? I don't know. But nevertheless, when you find something like this, do us a favor after you...
Send it, please.
After you laugh and cry and have all that fun with it, you send it to us. You can do so by sending it to theriseguys@AOL.com. And as always... Names will be changed to protect. Believe it or not, there's no Richard Wadd. Can you believe it?
No.
I looked it up.
There's a Johnny.
There's a Johnny Wadd, but not. Yeah, and Fat Boy subscribes to Hot Wadd magazine.
Of course he does.
Yes, he does. He likes a Hot Wadd. He really does.
Yeah, it's a maple syrup magazine.
Names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This has been another edition. Sing it along with us right now. Or not, we don't really sing it. We just kind of scream it on the count of three, everybody at the same time, universally, harmony.
Facebook fussing.
Wake up!
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
I may.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I appreciate the text. I may look at doing a full, I need Paige's assistance, so doing a full Broadway play about Kubota.
You can.
Okay.
You have to. That'd be
interesting. You. I love you, Kubota. You're my favorite tool. Tool. I love you. I love saying that.
I love you.
It's not even a rolling of the R.
Yeah.
It's more of just not using the tongue when you say you love someone. I love you. I love you so much.
It's got like a deafness to it, I guess you could say.
I love you. There's just some...
Swollen tongueness to it.
I don't know if I ever told you this before, but there's certain words. This is not, you know, first off, I have to stop saying that because you're actually inviting that stuff in when you say, I don't mean this bad. Because then you make people think, well, you do. You're just putting this little bow on top of it. But I don't. But there's certain, like in the olden days, they would have passwords to certain clubs and things like that. I'm talking about the olden days.
Oh, yeah. You knock on the door.
You knock on the door and the little thing would open and you'd have to tell them the password. And they would use passwords that certain people from certain parts of the world could not actually say those words. And they would know they were not supposed to be there.
It's like Paige's password or safe word is harder.
Harder. It is.
Yep. Faster.
Yeah. No, she...
Please.
No,
please.
The pill hadn't kicked in yet. That's what she was talking about. I love you. I love you.
You know what?
I love the way Germans say aluminum.
What?
Aluminum? They say...
Aluminum?
Aluminum. That's it. Aluminum.
How do you know that?
Well, I have some German friends.
Okay.
What do you mean?
You? You know, fussing.
How do I know?
The thing I still notice about fussing, it is over with people, man.
That last with the Pickens County one, apparently that was one, like, well, I already said that. Oh, apparently yeah. That was a big one that a lot of people saw.
People are shouting out the restaurant across from it. People are shouting out their own comment in the thread.
God, we should, you know, when they win these fake awards, they're not fake, but, you know, it's best of the upstate or whatever. Like, they should have as heard on Facebook fussing in that restaurant now.
Yes. And then people have commented that are, you know, close to the situation that could be implicated as well, but like they love the shout out.
So what is the real backstory to that?
It's like a real, like, I guess a surprise raid, you could say, on a business.
Yeah.
And there were some people, because this went on forever and ever. So you try to capture the meat of it, you know, of what happened. But people are like, you know, their cars are still there. They can't get their cars. And then people are like, you know, nice. You had two factions of people. People saying that, you know, drugs are drugs, this, that, or the other.
Drugs.
And then you have the other people that are like, oh, they're good people, you know, just made a mistake. It was a little bit of pot. Like, so that's how you had the people going against each other. Those two camps. And there's a lot of that back and forth.
There's a little bit of pot.
A little bit of pot.
But you hear after, people are like, oh, man, that was me on fussing. That's cool. And it's like they'll put aside whatever hardship they're going through just to appreciate the shout out.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you're being a good sport about it.
Well, yeah. And thank you for that. I would like to see that, though. Or maybe a bumper sticker, you know, on your... I've seen this. I saw it several years ago. I'm seeing it more and more now, so it must be trending again, where if you have, like, a souped-up car or truck, you have your Instagram handle on there.
Oh, you have the woman, too.
Man, that is... I think you might as well just put your address on there at that point. So if you're driving like Dick and
get
you...
stalkers.
You, that or, like... I don't know. It's just weird. I guess, what is the main motivation for that? Like, man, I like that truck. I'm going to follow them on Instagram. Or is it used as, man, you cut me off on 29 Wade Hampton.
That's what would happen.
Nobody's ever going to message him and say, hey, you drive great.
You're a great driver.
I would, but other people I don't think would
like
do that.
Like the bumper stickers. Remember when I used to deliver printed materials for my last job before radio, I had a how's my driving thing on the back. And... I literally went back there and peeled up part of it where you couldn't read the whole number.
So they wouldn't call?
Oh, they abuse it constantly.
I didn't drive bad, but nobody's going to be behind you. And how's my driving? You know what? You're driving great. Hold on. I want to call.
Yeah, I'm going to call your boss and go, this guy who's driving the truck is blind.
You know, I like to leave a little Easter egg.
He can't drive. Get him off the road.
I personally found this fussing, so I like to leave a little Easter egg in there in the comment thread. And some people would pick up on it and be like, I know when this is going to. This is going to be a fussing, ain't it?
Oh, you did?
Yeah. So if I find them, I'll leave a little. I got a little GIF I always use.
I tell you what I want to figure out. I want to figure out, and I'm sure with AI or whatever it could be done, might as well take advantage of it. Have a split screen video where it's us talking, but then it starts to type it out like it's, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Like I've seen the script to screen type.
Yeah, transcript, but I want it to look like it's actually being typed out as we say it. I don't know how you could do that.
You'd have to have like a stenographer or a real smart, like, you know.
We need to hurry and do it for Friday because if my contract negotiations don't go through, I'm going to get that $50,000 signing bonus. I'm going to join ICE. I was telling you.
Okay.
I watched 1 hour of TV last night. I saw four commercials for that.
Oh.
I'm like, my God, they're going hard on ICE.
Are they short people or are they just like.
They were tall.
Like, are they just trying to stock the coffers? You know?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Do they have a radio division?
It's like $50,000 signing bonus. Like, wow.
For that?
But that's, yeah. That's probably your salary up front, right? That's what it was back in the day in the Army when they go, hey, signing bonus, but it's your salary up front.
Oh, so you just wouldn't get paid anymore after that?
No, not for a year at least. Yeah. I don't know if that's with ICE or what, but if you want to be racist, I guess you can go do that. I got so many people riled up now just by saying that.
You see, y'all don't realize his tongue was in his cheek when he said that just then. Either that or he's got a huge dip in. I'm not sure.
It's going to be in yours, you keep on.
Dip?
God, wow, really?
Wow,
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.